It's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the historic Hotel Congress studio and talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Adam Carl. Welcome, Adam.
Hi, Bridget.
What are you doing in school these days?
I'm entering my last year here at the University of Arizona. I major in physiology.
So have you been working in a lab?
Yeah, I've actually been working in an environmental health science research lab partnered with the Hopi tribe.
Oh, wow. What's going on?
What we do is we have research technicians who are members of the Hopi tribe who go in and collect samples. And those samples, we process them down here in the lab. But the amazing part about it is that I actually have seen every part of this research project. I've been on the field collecting samples. I've also processed those samples here in the lab. And I've also delivered individual participant research results. I really loved interacting with the participants.
Yeah, you got to see it from start to finish.
Yeah, and I also got to spend the summer with my grandmother. She lives up there, so
oh wow,
that was the best part about it.
What kinds of things did you find?
Overall, what we found is elevated arsenic concentration in water. That is very common out there. Every household I went to over the summer had exceeding values set by the EPA of the arsenic concentration in water. It's an ongoing process, but hopefully one day it'll be a little better.
When you go into someone's house and they offer you a cup of coffee, what do? You don't say, well, what kind of water is in this coffee?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do? You just take the coffee, thank you, out of just to be respectful?
Yeah, so that's exactly what I did. In the Hopi tradition, it's kind of disrespectful to reject something like that. I thought of it as, I mean, it won't hurt me to drink this one cup of coffee. But these people, if they continue doing it every day and they don't know the problem, that's when it starts to build up. Those were one of many findings in so far in our preliminary data. But I'm actually starting another project this summer. It's centered around more of activity-based, traditional activity, exposure through particular matter that can cause adverse health effects. In northeastern Arizona, the main source of heating for them is burning wood and burning coal, and sometimes trash, too. And through all of that, there's like a lot of PM2.5 or particular matter 2.5 exposure. There's also increased levels of carbon monoxide, all the chemicals in the home. So our main goal of this project is to just help them reduce their exposure to all of these. We don't really want to change their lifestyle because it's been such a sacred society passed down, but we do want to help them reduce their levels. So we're giving them tips on different things on how they can reduce those exposures.
Right. How they can protect themselves with the knowledge.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. I have two different sides of this. Mm-hmm. I have my research scientist side, and then I also have the community member side. It's a different feeling knowing that a lot of the people from that community are facing exposure from the environment. I'm hoping like I'm impacting someone's life up there.
I do believe you are. So next year, are you going to be a senior?
Yeah. So I'm a sophomore, but junior. I have a junior standing through credits.
Wow. Adam Carl, remember that name.
Adam Carl.
What are your plans for the future?
After graduating next year with my bachelor's in physiology, I plan to begin the Master's of Science in Environmental Health Science through the College of Public Health here at the University of Arizona. Then I plan to start medical school. I really haven't decided where I would like to apply yet, but staying close to home in Arizona is one of my goals right now.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yeah, I listen to music all the time, actually.
Oh, yeah? What you like?
I like country. I like what kids these days usually like, hip-hop, rap. But mainly country. I stick to country when I'm studying. And my favorite song so far, I was actually just listening to it, is Barstool by Jason Aldean.
Oh, wow. Thank you. And thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson, with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.